Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Illinois has the highest property taxes in the nation, high sales taxes, and home rules that allow local governments to raise taxes even more. Cook County sales taxes are 10.25%. Strong prevailing wage laws protecting labor unions. No right to work provisions. Strong workman's comp laws that protect injured workers. Democrats led by Mike Madigan have been in control of Illinois for all but 2 years since 1983. Illinois has more taxing bodies than any state in the nation. It ought to be, in other words, it ought to be flush with cash. But it's not. As Pat Buchanan relays today, Illinois has $14.5 billion in overdue bills and $130 billion in unfunded pension obligations and no budget. We can't imagine our money. We can't manage our money, says Governor Bruce Rauner. We're like a banana republic. They admit they're a banana republic without the bananas. Shedlock. Illinois is doing damn near everything Ritholtz wants. It's even hiking minimum wages. Chicago is collecting over 10% in sales taxes. Taxes on media, soft drinks, cable are in the works. For the privilege of living in Illinois, State Representative Emmanuel Chris Welch, a Democrat of Hillside, proposes a privilege tax that would hit partnerships and S corporations engaged in investment management services with a 20% tax on fees earned from their investment strategies. And that ain't all, says Shedlock. Tax proposals of all kinds are in the works to protect the right of the downtrodden, just as Mitter Ritholtz, the columnist for Bloomberg, wants. Mish, writing to Ritholtz, "Dear Barry, since you chastise Kansas for not having an exit strategy, can we please discuss an exit strategy for Illinois? On May the 3rd, I commented, Puerto Rico placed in bankruptcy protection. Illinois needs similar deal. In the above link, I stated that Illinois desperately needs five things. Five. One, municipal bankruptcy legislation." Now, what does that mean? If you're wondering what that means, municipal bankruptcy legislation basically means, and Congress could do this, hey, Illinois, we're going to write a uniform rule of bankruptcy for you so that you can deal with your federal creditors, those that you fleeced over state lines. And we're going to allow you to actually reorganize your asset. Now, the first thing that would happen would be that California would immediately follow suit. This is why Congress is not going to do this. And Pennsylvania would then follow suit. And then Rhode Island and all the other broke countries, or that's right, I said it right, broke countries would follow suit as well. And where are they going to get the money? Yeah, where are they going to get the money? Well, they're going to get a bailout, aren't they? Yes, they're going to get a bailout. Who's going to bail them out? If you're listening to me right now, you, congratulations. You and me. This is why Congress does not want to do this, because if they do it for one, they're going to have to wind up doing it because all the states are broke. Well, Congress is broke too. That's one thing, or one reason why this is not going to happen. So in the absence of that, Congress can then say, and I'm going to talk to Professor Gutzman about this, hey, Illinois, yeah, we're going to go ahead and let you write your own bankruptcy law. And when you're finished with it, yeah, just kind of send us a carbon copy us on it, okay? Just need a CC. And what the bankruptcy law would basically do would probably be to wipe out any bond debt that's been sold. Now, here's the double rub on this, David Simpson. Who owns the bonds, David? True Money Show. Who owns them? Well, mutual fund companies, that's one thing. Some banks, that's another thing. Some other governments, maybe state, maybe county or local, may have bought some. Some retirement systems, government retirement systems, may own them. That's another. Who else might own them? Ma and Pa Kettle. Thinking that state of Illinois can't go belly up. They're a state. A government can't go belly. Oh, yes, it can. Oh, boy, howdy. And I have news for you. Regardless of what's done, they are going to go bankrupt. They don't have a choice. They have to. Here's Shedlock's five-point plan. Municipal bankruptcy, one. Two, pension reform. Now, when he says pension reform, if you read Stephen Greenhunt's book, Fleeced, great book, get a copy of it, Fleeced. Greenhunt says, and he writes about this situation in California, Greenhunt says that the only way California can ever get out of this is to tell all the people that are on CalPERS, that's California Pension and Employee Retirement System. Everyone on CalPERS is fired. They're getting nothing. You're going to get a settlement, probably 10, 12, 15 cents on a buck that you allegedly are owed, and that's it. That's what Illinois is going to have to do. You know what that means? Making America great again? All of you retired government employees, I'm sorry that you put your precious 20 or 25 years in or whatever. I really am. You're going to have to go back to work. They lied to you. The money is not there. If you want your grandchildren to have a future, get a blue smock and go to Walmart and start tomorrow. Minister Church, please, you can't. That's my father you're describing. I hate you. You can't be telling people the truth. That's what's got to happen. That's not an option. That's going to become a requisite. And I got news for you. Almost every state is in the same pickle. This state, Louisiana, is broke. Top, drop, pocket, Bumstead broke.
Not to mention broke, washing away, and sinking.
Yeah, sinking. New Orleans is sinking. We got a song. New Orleans is sinking. Number three, right to work legislation. What does that mean? That means that the unions, you're done. You're finished. You're through. I want you off this campus by 9 o'clock Monday morning, says Dean Wormer. Unions are done. They're toast. Go back to guilds if you have to have them and apprenticeships. The labor unions bought votes, sold votes, and now have enslaved 2.5 generations into a retirement system that's not tenable, into a wage system that's not tenable. It's driven jobs offshore. Folks, this stuff has got to end. You know what? By the by, I could play the Catholic air raid warning siren again, because none of this would happen in a system that was based upon subsidiarity and solidarity, because government wouldn't be doing 95% of what it's currently doing. Philanthropy would not be philanthropy. It would actually be Christian charity performed as it once was. In other words, this is by design. This whole thing is by design. And if you want to undo it, well, then you're going to have to go back to the faith. And a watered-down, ecumenical version of it is only going to kick the ball down the road and make it so that it can happen again. I mean, what acts of cowardice we're talking about here, for heaven's sake.
Should we guild trip them?
My telephone number, if you'd like to call the program, it's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, talking about the debt crisis that all the states are in, and that we are now finally going to see a U.S. state go bankrupt. Illinois, it's going to happen this summer. Mark my words. Number four, end of prevailing wage laws. What is the prevailing wage anyways? What does it prevail over? Sanity? And number five, workers' compensation reform. Look, if you want to have workers' compensation insurance, what I say is that if you work in a dangerous field, then as a condition of your working in a dangerous field, then you ought to have to buy the insurance yourself. But you ought to be able to tell the employer, hey, you need to offer some sort of a reimbursement on this. And the employer can either say, well, how about if I just pay you more and I don't get involved? In other words, this is something, this is one of these benefits, one of these state-mandated benefits that we ought to be managing on our own. Here, think of it like this. I work in radio broadcasting. So does Christopher. What work-related incident could possibly happen? I'm not going to get into the two that I can think of off the top of my head because I don't want to jinx us. In other words, I don't need it. Mr. Church, it covers. You ought to have to cover your own sickness. That's on you. Look, this is all brought about by the idea that we can delay pain. And that there is no suffering, and there's not to be any suffering. So Shedlock is spot on this. Buchanan wonders whether or not Illinois is actually going to pull the trigger on this. Hey, Pat, Illinois doesn't have a choice. They have to pull the trigger on it. What's mystifying to me is why aren't you cowards in Illinois demanding that they do this? This is your baby. And look, yeah, it's coming to Louisiana. We're going to have to do it, too. It's Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. King-size truth from radio-sized speakers at 844-527-8723. You see,